News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A 23-year-old gunman shot and killed a TSA agent at the LA International Airport today, wounding several others. Police say Paul Ciancia was wounded and is in custody. At a press conference, FBI Special Agent David Bowditch says there is no known motive and it will take time to investigate.
This is a very large-scale investigation. The crime scene is extensive. We are currently applying a tremendous number of resources in conjunction with our partners from LAPD and Los Angeles Airport, World Airport Police.
Bowditch says they're looking closely at Ciancia's background, but wouldn't go into detail. The shooting took place at Terminal 3 at LAX this morning. The airport was closed for a time, but parts have reopened. The Treasury Department is making flexible spending accounts for health care more attractive by allowing some of the money to roll over at the end of the year. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, until now, consumers who didn't use all of the money they set aside had to forfeit it.
The accounts are a popular way for people to save for unreimbursed medical expenses like deductibles and co-payments and things that often aren't covered like eyeglasses. But the fact that the money was use it or lose it meant the accounts have been less attractive to those with more moderate incomes, and they've often led to frantic and sometimes wasteful end-of-year spending as consumers try to avoid losing money deducted from their paychecks. Under the new rules, employers will have the options of letting people carry over up to $500 to use through the next year or providing a 2.5-month grace period. They can't do both, however. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Beginning today, tens of millions of Americans who get food stamps will see their benefits start to decrease. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, a short-term increase in funding for the program from the 2009 stimulus is expiring.
Since the recession hit, the number of people who rely on food stamps has ballooned. The 2009 stimulus package provided a temporary boost to the food stamp program, but beginning today, that program is getting hit with a $5 billion cut. Farm bills passed by both the House and Senate would make further cuts, and negotiations between the two chambers have just begun as to how big the cut should ultimately be. The House bill would reduce funding by an additional $4 billion annually, while cuts in the Senate bill would amount to about a tenth of that. Today's blow to the food stamp program comes just as other parts of the stimulus package have ended as well, like the two-year payroll tax holiday. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.
A divided appeals court in Washington has sided with two Ohio business owners who challenged the birth control mandate under the new federal health care law. The owners say the mandate would force them to violate their Roman Catholic beliefs and moral values by providing contraceptives for employees. Appeals courts are divided on the issue, which will have to be resolved by the Supreme Court. Positive news by the closing bell on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 69 at 15,615. NASDAQ up 2. S&P 500 up 5. This is NPR News. The man believed to have been behind a failed car bombing in New York City's Times Square is apparently dead. Intelligence officials in Pakistan and Taliban militants claim U.S. drone strikes killed Hakimullah Massoud. Pakistani officials say four others were killed by the drone strike. Officials from the U.S. National Security Council, however, will not confirm his death. He was on the CIA Counterterrorism Center's most wanted list for his role in the suicide bombing at a base in Afghanistan in 2009 that killed seven Americans. Violent storms have moved out of central Texas, but several areas are still being ravaged by floodwater. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Lloyd reports runoff from this week's downpour is creating dangerous conditions.
Crews are out surveying the damage from a slow-moving storm system that crawled over central Texas late Wednesday. In Bastrop County, east of Austin, rivers are at flood stage or above. The county's emergency management coordinator, Mike Fisher, says although his area saw 3.5 to 7 inches of rain, runoff from parts of Austin that saw massive amounts of rainfall is now roaring downstream.
So this has really taken on two characteristics. There's local flash flooding and then riverine flooding. That was accumulation of water that came downstream to us.
Fisher says the soaking is on top of already saturated soil from the past month. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Lloyd in San Antonio.
Auto sales took a hit with the partial federal government shutdown last month, but rebounded nicely in the last 2 weeks of October. That's from the month before. Sales rose 11% to 1.2 million vehicles sold. GM, Ford, Nissan, and Chrysler all recorded double-digit sales gains. Toyota and Honda saw smaller gains. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.